talking this week about that passage from Romans 8 where St. Paul says nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. And we're talking about how that applies to us in our daily life. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of the sponsoring parish of this program, St. Anthony Parish of Alston, Massachusetts. And I welcome you to this broadcast, which you hear every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and the program appears right after it airs. So we were talking yesterday, or I was talking yesterday, about the reality that God is interactive. That's part of that love that is there. God is interactive with us. He interacts with us. So it's important for us to understand that we're not seeking to do the will of God blindly. And this is really part of our faith. One of the things that you will hear often is many of the saints and even some who are living now on the earth, people like Bishop Athanasius Schneider, I think you'll find this from Cardinal Robert Sarah, among others, is this deep understanding that there are the whole heavenly hosts that are also helping us. Padre Pio used to teach that even if someone is in mortal sin and has cut off their relationship with God, which is what mortal sin is, and if you say, well, where do we get that teaching from mortal sin? It's in the Bible. It's one of the teachings of St. Paul, where he talks about the two kinds of sin. There's that minor sin, and then there's that more serious mortal sin. Even if someone is in mortal sin, Padre Pio, St. Pio of Petroclina, teaches that the angels will still be there to guide the person back to a relationship with God, unless obviously the person is completely resistant, nothing you can do. But that, and St. Thomas Aquinas says that God's grace is always working to lead someone back. So that interactiveness is always there. And my ministry always comes from the perspective that, maybe I should say my teaching, always comes from the perspective that our role is to lead people to Christ and let Christ lead the person from there. That's always my perspective. So I never come from this perspective that you have to be X type of person in order to encounter Christ. You have to be a person to encounter Christ. And then my whole thing is let God lead that person from that point on. You know, working through us very most likely, but whatever the case may be, our responsibility is to lead people to Christ. One of the things I said on Sunday, which you, if you heard the homily, I said on Sunday was the powerful reality that I believe that imagine the scenario that you are going to encounter someone. And I use the example of a CEO. An example I thought of later, which it just happened to throw in, is I had the opportunity to meet, this was, I think, in 1990, meet the mayor of Quito, Ecuador at the time. I was in Quito for the summer, and so I got a chance to meet the mayor of Quito, Ecuador at the time. And it was a great experience. I mean, my Spanish wasn't all that good at the time. So I could get some of it. But all of a sudden, he looked at me. I was with another priest who was from Scotland, and he was part of what is known as the St. James Society, and he had me introduce a great, you know, great experience. But then this mayor of Quito turned and talked to me in pretty much perfect English, and it was a fascinating experience. But I thought of that image when you're going to meet someone, and I used this on Sunday, what's one of the most important questions you're going to ask? Am I dressed right? So if we lead people to encounter Christ, and you know, we teach people by our actions, by our way of living, by our teaching, and Lord knows, I'm sure all of us can say we, you know, we're not perfect in that by any stretch of the imagination. But we work hard to try to reflect our image of being disciples of Christ. When we can do that and we're leading people to Christ, then when that person reaches the spiritual version of, am I dressed right? Let God, you know, explain to them what they need to know and let God take it from there. Because the most powerful thing is if nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, then understand this, that even the worst of all sinners can, as the expression goes, turn to the Lord and pray and know that the heavenly hosts will hear him and respond, because the ultimate goal of all of heaven is for all human beings to be saved. That is the will of God. We're going to talk more about this after the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. You're discouraged. You try not to sin, but you realize that you are just not the perfect person you really want to be. No matter how hard you try, you realize that you are certainly no saint and ready to give up. Have you read the first letter of John?
If we say we are without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
Yes, St. John's first letter, where you discover that even when you fail, God's grace is there to strengthen you.
If we acknowledge our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from every wrong.
St. John promises you not only encouragement, but forgiveness and cleansing from every wrongdoing.
We say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his truth is not in us.
So the next time you feel ready to give up, read the first letter of John. You'll find it in the New Testament. Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. And hey, if you want to just send a note, hey, I'm here, I'm one of the listeners, you want to say hello, do you want to send a note? We'd appreciate that, just so that we know you're there. You can also donate to the show through PayPal. I'm working on another way you can donate to the show. If you'd like to support the show and let people know that you like the show and you want to support the show, if you go, you can do that through CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Or you can even send a donation to 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. So we're talking about that experience of coming to know and to be in touch with Christ, coming to root ourselves and to be in touch with Christ, and knowing that everything is interactive. And in light of that, leading people to know Christ and let Christ go from there. That's always the way I teach. You know, it's kind of like if you get the person to know Christ and let Christ take it from there. So the opposite side of the fence is people who will turn around and say, no, you have to be X type of person. So those people over there have nothing to do with them. Make sure you communicate with them that they are going to hell because they are well on their way to hell because they don't change their ways. I don't think that's our role, except if they ask, how do I, you know, can I become a Christian the way I am? Start by praying and ask the Lord to guide you closer to him and let him, and then answer their questions, honestly, of course, obviously. Yes, he's calling us, because Jesus is not calling us to be X type of person before he encounters us. He's calling us to encounter him and let him lead us to be X type of person, which is holiness. He's not calling us to be people who become the people who are awarded the key to the city. He's not calling us that. He's calling us to holiness. And what is holiness? Holiness is to be godlike. You know, to let him form us. And if you are truly going to be a holy person, you probably will never get the key to the city, because we see what Jesus did. I used to have this kind of humor that would happen with people where they turn around and say, for example, I was driving one time and everyone said, well, we want to ride with you because you're closer to God. And my response was always, don't think that way, because remember what the Father did to his own Son. As kind of a humor, and they'd like, oh, I never thought of it that way. And I did drive people one time, and they said that they never wanted to ride with me again because apparently they don't like my driving. I don't know. That is what they said. You're not the best of drivers. Oh, okay. All right. Well, then I guess you won't ride with me again. But do you see that whole point of, I said that, and I said, you know, don't buy into this idea that if you come to know the Lord, life will be so much better. Or if you draw close to the Lord, life will be so much better. There's a truth to that, but you're not going to live this difficulty-free life. In fact, the saints will teach the opposite. The prophets will teach the opposite. If you have this intense spirit experience with God, expect really difficult times to come.
And that's why Saint Teresa of Avila, in her book Way of Perfection, makes it clear. She says, do not envy those who have these really powerful experiences of God, because they suffer. They really suffer. And you can see that very strongly in many stories and also in the Bible. The people who have these intense experiences with God usually suffer great. And what is the one thing that keeps them together? They know they are loved by God, and God is calling them to share that love with others. Well, we have the Daughters of St. Paul tomorrow, Sister Helena Burns, and then, of course, Father Adriano Zandana on Friday. Have a blessed week. Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline bookstore, and even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.